we are sending our, at least from my perspective, prayers, but certainly thoughts from everybody in Connecticut to the firefighters who are now up in Quebec helping to battle the Canadian wildfires. Last Friday, Deep's Forestry Division deployed a team of six people from the Connecticut Interstate Fire Crew to go up to Quebec. And we're told the team will be assisting in reducing the overall impact of Canadian wildfires. It's not clear when they're going to come back. But let's talk about what we went through last week. And again, there are two parts of this story, right? It's the people who are dealing with the wildfires in Canada or Minnesota, for example, right? That's one part of the story. And the other part of the story is the impact. You know, the wildfire smoke now entering into our atmosphere. And for a couple of days just last week, we had really bad air quality that even if you have underlying conditions, you're a youth or you're a senior, this impacted everybody. Like nobody could really go outside. You could taste the air. It was so apparent. When you looked outside, it was a different color in the atmosphere. There was so much eeriness to it. And as far as I know, this is now the second time in 3 years we've had this kind of wildfire impact here in Connecticut. You may remember in 2023, we had a similar situation happen where the sky was orange. It literally looked like we were living in Star Wars. That's what it looked like. It was very eerie. And now again, 3 years later in 2026. So I wanted to talk about this, what's going on, and just kind of perspective on this. So we have Quinnipiac University chemistry professor Robert Hansen joining us now to talk more about this. And Robert, thank you for giving us the time. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
So I want to first understand why wildfire smoke can even travel hundreds or even thousands of miles and still be able to affect the air quality here in Connecticut.
Yes, that is a great question. So what is happening with the smoke? So, you know, there are all kinds of compounds released when trees burn. What we are getting is basically the soot, all of the unreactive particles. And so those can get carried by the wind all the distance to Connecticut. So that is what happened. This is what we got last week. We got the small particles and the soot, for lack of a better term, from the fires that have been happening in Canada.
Did we, and I'm just curious, did we get that in our atmosphere after 9/11, for example? And again, I was very young. I was a preteen, so I don't remember looking up at the sky or noticing that. But did we have that same effect? You know, as you talk about soot, like, did we have that same effect either the day or the day after 9/11?
That's a great question. I was in high school back then, and also not in the area, so I can't say for sure. But anytime you get some sort of combustion, you get that. Now, 9/11 is on a much smaller scale than what we're seeing with the wildfires. So the impacts probably would be more localized and less than what we saw last week.
Okay. But it is, and the reason I bring up 9/11, Robert, is because, yeah, I don't want to talk out of turn, but it does feel like this is the second time now in 3 years, which maybe feels, yeah, like it's pretty rare. But I don't remember prior to 2023 ever having this happen. And it's not like wildfires just began yesterday. No. You know what I mean? We've had wildfires, I imagine, right? So it just feels like,
yep,
why now? Why have we started to see where our atmosphere is impacted like this?
Right. That's a great question. So, I was in Connecticut in 2023, and it was definitely scary.
Yeah, it looks like Tatooine. I always say that. It looks like where Luke Skywalker was growing up before he found out,
yep,
that, you know, Leia was his sister. Right? I mean, that's what it looked like. It was scary. I agree with you.
Scary. Yeah, I think what is happening is that the wildfires are getting closer to Connecticut. So a lot of, as you mentioned, while this is not the first wildfire that's happened, they've had a lot of wildfires out west. But those wildfires were far enough away from us that we in Connecticut really didn't really get the smoke from those wildfires. Out west they did, but in Connecticut we didn't. What has happened in 2023, there were wildfires in Canada very close to Connecticut, and what's happening this year, same thing. And the winds are blowing just so that we get the smoke. So last Friday we got very bad smoke. Now, you know, the air quality forecast for today, it's clear. So just depends on how the wind blows.
And again, we've got Robert Hansen here, who's a professor, a chemistry professor over at Quinnipiac University. And we're just talking about the wildfires in Canada and the impact it had on New England in general. And like I said, there are two sides to this story. And I really don't want to get political. I don't. But I did feel like the president getting upset with Canada and now saying that he wanted them to pay tariffs for this. And again, maybe I'm missing something here, so I feel free to correct this, Robert. But I look at even here in Connecticut, it wasn't last year. I believe it was the spring. It was the fall before, excuse me, where we had for several weeks it became, I think, a wildfire. I believe you would call it that. Maybe not. But a brush fire that they couldn't get under control at Limitation Mountain. And we had had that same year over 200 brush fires. Now, again, a brush fire versus a wildfire, I understand, is very different. But if you use the example of Limitation Mountain, that was a fire that was set not intentionally, but it was a human error that caused that fire that drained resources here in Connecticut. We drained all of our firefighter resources. We had to bring firefighters in from Canada, across the country. I mean, and that, again, is just an example. I don't know if that impacted the air quality of surrounding states like Massachusetts, New York, Rhode Island, what have you. I don't have that on hand. But I think it's I don't know if it's fair to say that Canada should now pay for this result of our air quality. And again, I don't want to get political with it, but I look at Limitation Mountain as a good example of, I don't believe we paid back if we impacted the surrounding states or anybody. And we also drained, I would imagine, millions of dollars of resources just to attack that, which again was a human error fire.
Yeah. That is a great question. You know, my area of expertise is, you know, atmospheric chemistry. I try to stay
You're
on
like,
that.
Melissa, but please stick with the science. Please stick with that.
No, I mean, it's you know, it's a valid concern. I mean, this is something that's going to be, we're going to need to think about going forward. But I think I leave that to the politicians and the environmental policy people responsible for environmental policy.
Right. So, I guess my bigger thing here, Robert, which is where you could certainly weigh in. And again, this is really not to get political, because I know you've never been on this show. My show's not that. I'm very down the road. I see every perspective. I think it's dangerous, though, if we go down a perspective of you're going to owe us tariffs for impacting us because of this, because Connecticut alone has had its fair share of brush fires. And to me, I just think this is going to be very tit for tat if we're going to start, you know, charging people essentially when a wildfire occurs. Essentially, I think that's going to become really problematic. That's all. That's more of my big thing here.
Yeah, and I think too there are a lot of other causes of fires that are not human. So, you know, lightning strikes can cause a fire, and you know, and weather conditions and all that. So, I think that's a valid concern and something that. Something for the those involved in environmental policy, and there are many of them out there.
We are talking right now to Quinnipiac University chemistry professor Robert Hansen. Is it kind of a slippery slope when we start to say that countries or other states need to be able to pay back, you know, what they cause? Because when you look at Canada, it says here that there's not a single cause to Canada's 2026 wildfire season. It says that there have already been reported more than 3,500 wildfires this year, with about 850 of them still burning this morning. And they are fueled by lightning strikes, unusually dry, hot conditions across several provinces, as well as human activity. So wanted to be able to land that plane. But Robert, having you back here, I wanted to talk specifically about the atmosphere. What pollutants are actually present in wildfire smoke and then pose these health risks to people?
Yes. So what is usually present? So there's a variety of gases and particles. So, you know what you get from a campfire. The components that reached us last week were mostly particles. So you will hear, so with the air quality forecast, you hear the terms PM2.5 and PM10. What that stands for. So what PM stands for is particulate matter. And the numbers indicate the relative size. So what we were getting last week in wildfires was mostly PM2.5. So that stands for particulate matter 2.5 microns or less. So to give you some idea of scale, 2.5 microns is equal to 1/10,000th of an inch, so 0.0001 inches. And that's what was causing all the effects from last week. All the haze, the kind of the otherworldly view, that was all particulates, basically, soot from the fires.
So, and of course, you know, obviously, and I don't want to say ingesting it, but inhaling that could be a real issue to even if you don't have an underlying condition. So that's why you could kind of taste the air. I mean, that was the one thing I kept saying last week was, man, you could taste this. So why are the skies kind of hazy during these smoke events, but then they can just kind of disappear, it seems like, in the evening? And they were fine in the mornings, but then they'd come back in the afternoons. How does that happen?
Yeah, so so you get the haze because all the smoke particles block the light. The reason why it can shift suddenly is wind direction. Which way the wind's blowing. So if the wind's blowing one way, it brings the smoke in. If the wind direction suddenly shifts, what can happen is it can clear out. So that's why, and that's part of the reason why Connecticut does not have the smoke today, and it did on Friday, because the wildfires are still burning, but the wind direction was such that it funneled the smoke from the wildfires to Connecticut last week.
Mm. So is there a chance then, Robert, that we could see if the wind directions change? I mean, could we probably see those hazy skies again? Because we still have over 800 fires burning. I just don't know in proximity to Connecticut, to your earlier point. I guess we'd have to know that.
Yeah, it's the same fires. So there's a possibility that the wind could shift and bring the smoke back. It depends largely on that, but if the firefighters are able to contain the wildfires a little bit better, there'll be less smoke. So that will also impact, and it's kind of maddening, right? Because one day you get heavy smoke, the next day you don't. It's kind of a day-by-day thing, but that's because it's very dependent on the wind direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. And we got to, you know, we experienced it, obviously, this month with what happened with the wildfires that, again, are still burning in Canada. But we've even sent here in Connecticut firefighters to help out in battling those wildfires. I'm not sure when they're going to return, but I'd imagine many, many states are sending over help to try and contain those fires. Which, again, did lead to air quality alerts last week and just people not, it's not as safe to be outside when the conditions are like that. Now, a second time in just 3 years that we've seen this happen. And I really want to thank you, Quinnipiac University chemistry professor Robert Hansen, for talking more about this, understanding, you know, why the wildfire smoke can even travel as far to Connecticut and what that really looks like, what we're really dealing with. I so appreciate having you on, and thank you so much for your time here on WICC.